You will let me have their names and addresses in case I want to communicate with them?
Of course. One of them is staying on, if you would like to see him later. But they only came back from their golf as we crossed the hall.
That's all right, Mr. Cayley. Well, now then, let's go back to 3 o'clock. Where were you when Robert arrived?
Cayley explained how he had been sitting in the hall, how Audrey had asked him where the master was, and how he had said that he had last seen him going up to the temple.
She went away, and I went on with my book. There was a step on the stair, and I looked up to see Mark coming down. He went into the office, and I went on with my book again. I went into the library for a moment to refer to another book, and when I was in there I heard a shot. At least, it was a loud bang. I wasn't sure if it was a shot. I stood and listened. Then I came slowly to the door and looked out. Then I went back again, hesitated a bit, you know, and finally decided to go across to the office and make sure that it was all right. I turned the handle of the office door and found it was locked. Then I got frightened, and I banged at the door, and shouted, and, well, that was when Mr. Gillingham arrived.
He went on to explain how they had found the body. The inspector looked at him with a smile,